Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
When a new baby is born, many people rejoice. Of course, the mother and the father are gladdest of all, but there's also grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, older brothers and sisters, friends, maybe even some neighbors who celebrate. Some friends and colleagues may have put together a little baby shower a few months before the birth, and maybe the neighbors will tie balloons to your mailbox when you come home from the hospital with that newborn. The new parents will likely post pictures on Facebook and Instagram, and they might even get a few hundred likes. Even so, it's really a relatively small number of people who will celebrate that birth, especially when you consider the grand scheme of how big the world is. Nobody would claim that that baby was born for the entire world. A baby was born for its parents, for its immediate family. And seemingly, that is all. And yet the 2006 science fiction film Children of Men, which is based on the award-winning novel by P.D. James, imagines a world in which the birth of a child, even just one tiny little baby, could spell hope for the whole world. Have any of you seen it? I know it's a while ago, but The Children of Men, all right. Well, Children of Men is set in a nightmarish world in which no children, not a single baby, has been born for 18 years. 18 years without the sound of a crying baby anywhere on the planet. For some mysterious reason, the entire world has been afflicted with infertility. And the youngest person on the planet, baby Diego, is 18 years old. The world watches him grow up on social media like a celebrity. In our world, today, Al Roker on the Today Show makes a big deal about the birthdays of centenarians, right? Well, in this version of reality, they celebrate the birth mournfully. Sorry, celebrate the birthday mournfully of the last person born. It is a tragic vision of a world without hope, without the prospect of future generations of humanity. There's nothing really to live for, nothing to plan for, no hope of things to pass down to another generation, and so society crumbles in violence and despair. And yet, into this strange world, a miracle happens. An African refugee named Ki becomes pregnant for the first time in a generation. And an aging Oxford professor named Theodore is suddenly asked to smuggle her out of Britain to a place where she can safely and secretly give birth, and this child can be raised in complete protection. Now, there's a powerful scene in which there's a battle going on in one of the refugee camps between soldiers and rioters, and suddenly it comes to a pause as the gunfire ceases because everyone has heard this sound of Key's baby crying. There's a moment of stillness, of peace, of hope in that dying world. Here, perhaps, is a baby born for the entire world. But then the group moves on, and the fighting resumes, and you can hear the gunfire, and hope dies again. The Children of Men is a very dark fantasy, but the story of Christmas is a story of hope and true history and hope for the entire world, because tonight we hear the angels declare to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news," the old King James, glad tidings, right? Glad tidings of great joy that will be for all the people. All the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is the first and only child who is truly born for all the people, for everyone on earth, for the whole world. He's the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Unto us, a child is given. Unto us a son is born. He's Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary to bear our sin and be our Savior. And in the manger of Bethlehem, we behold a baby who was born to rescue the whole world, a baby born to save us from our sins, a baby born to die. That is the wonder and the terror of Christmas. God, in his great love, sent his Son to save us from our sins. The wonder is that God, the Creator, has become a creature in the human flesh of Jesus. He's truly Emmanuel, God with us. But the terror is that our need for a Savior underscores our need to be saved. That means that we are in need of rescue. That means that we are in danger, that we have made a real mess of things and we are in a pickle. And the thing from which we need to be saved is ourselves, our own wickedness, our own selfishness, our rejection of God's way of love and truth. We've gotten ourselves into a real mess, and it's no laughing matter. God takes sin very seriously, so seriously that it cost him the life of his Son. And yet the story of Jesus' birth and life and death and new life is not a story of hopelessness. It doesn't end in the grave. It's the only story that gives hope for the world. Because the babe of Bethlehem was born in a manger, we may be born again. We are born again through water and the word at the baptismal font, which is the manger and the grave for all who dare to enter. For when we believe the gospel for the first time in our lives, whether it's through hearing the reading or the preaching of the word, or through baptism, we are saved. God extends his grace to us, and we receive what is truly peace on earth and goodwill toward men. The goodwill that Christ won for us by living a perfect life and dying a perfect death so that we could be perfectly brought in to the family of God. All of this is possible only because of Jesus' birth. I want to talk about a different movie, The Nativity Story, which stars Kesha Castle Hughes as Mary and Oscar Isaac in one of his first roles in a movie as Joseph. Most of you probably know him as Poe Dameron in the Star Wars trilogy, the newest one, right? Well, after Mary gives birth to the baby Jesus, she cradles him tight to her bosom as a gaggle of unkempt shepherds approach the cave. And Joseph eyes them suspiciously. Like any protective husband and father, he is nervous about these newcomers. And one of the older men kneels down and he reaches out to touch the baby, but then withdraws his hand suddenly. He realizes, who can touch divinity? God wrapped in human flesh. And yet Mary smiles at him and says, he is for all mankind. And she holds up this infant wrapped in swaddling cloths and adds, we are each given a gift. And the old man touches the sleeping Savior and begins to weep. He is for all mankind. Jesus came not just as the Jewish Messiah, but as the Savior of the world. And he didn't come just for Christians. His coming was for the benefit of all, whether they would receive him or reject him. I hope that you will receive him by believing in his name. Because it is as the angel proclaimed, fear not, I bring you glad tidings of great joy for all the people. The baby born in Bethlehem on that first Christmas was God's son for everyone. Born for you. He lived for you. He died for you. He lives again for you, and he will come again for you. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Merry Christmas. Amen.